The Marine Corps is trying to determine whether female Marines can serve in ground combat jobs. The Corps has wrapped up an experiment that began last year, and a decision is expected in the fall. 100 women started the training alongside 300 men. They loaded artillery shells, drove tanks, hiked with packs weighing more than 100 pounds, and everyone was held to the same standard. NPR's Tom Bowman has been reporting on this training from the beginning, and he paid a visit to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, to talk again with the Marines he's been following.
Lance Corporal Paula Pineda relaxes at a picnic table at Camp Lejeune. It's one of the few breaks she's had in months, and she can finally laugh about Carl.
Carl, our special, heavy, unique dummy.
Got it. Yep, turn around.
It was back in March, in the heat of the Mojave Desert, that Pineda, sweaty and grimy and just 5'2", struggled to help pull Carl the dummy out of her armored vehicle, part of an exercise to rescue an injured crewman. The women prove something in their months of tough training, she says. They can serve in ground combat.
In my opinion, I believe we can do it. The physical part of it, we can all work up for it. As long as we work hard and we're dedicated, we can get there.
All 7 women made it through training to handle tanks and light armored vehicles. Among them was 19-year-old Lance Corporal Brittany Dunkley, who wrestled boys on her high school team in Michigan. Right now, she drives a Marine truck. She'd rather be a crew member in a light armored vehicle.
I like shooting the gun, honestly. It's a big gun. And the 242 is really easy to clean, so that's on the plus side also.
For Dunkley, it all comes down to a simple question.
I've done it. So why can I not do it? If I can physically can do it, why can't I?
That's what Marine Corps officials are now trying to figure out. Researchers have collected reams of information about physical strength, endurance, speed, and marksmanship. The data will show whether gender made a difference in the fighting ability of the unit. So small Marine units attacked with all men, then with 1 woman, then 2 women. The numbers remain low to reflect reality. Women make up just 7% of the Marine Corps. What the data won't address, but what many of the men talk about privately, is whether having women in the units changes the chemistry of the group, what's called unit cohesion.
After a while, you've been training together for so long, you've been living together, you've been working together, you've been sweating, and, you know, everybody's suffering together.
Sergeant Kelly Brown trained with Alpha Company, the infantry unit.
I've had some of the guys that I was working with directly say, hey, I wouldn't have a problem if you were with me in combat.
Sergeant Ryan McCauley did serve in combat, 3 tours in Afghanistan. For the training, he served along with a half dozen women.
I felt the women performed to the best of their abilities.
What does that mean?
Exactly what it is, sir. They performed the best they can, and they did it. And my hat's off to them for finishing all out.
In the end, McCauley said he'd be comfortable serving in combat with just 1 of those women. First Sergeant John Dober, the top enlisted man in the infantry unit, thinks some of the women were up to the physical challenge.
Some of the females perform better than some of the other females. Some of the females perform better than some of the males.
Still, more than 30% of the women in Dober's infantry unit washed out, most due to injuries like stress fractures from carrying heavy packs. That rate is far higher than for the men, some officers say, although the Marines are not releasing any details and are still completing their report. Dober is a combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's troubled by the high number of physical injuries among the women in a training course that he says is nothing like the real world of infantry combat.
Close quarters battle, it's a very ugly thing. Shouldn't be up to opinions or feelings. It should be about who's the best. Could I say that integration will positively and absolutely enhance the combat effectiveness and efficiency of a Marine rifle squad? I doubt it.
Women will begin serving in ground combat jobs starting in January, unless Marine Corps leaders decide otherwise and can get Pentagon leaders to keep some jobs closed.
Some people look at it as a civil rights issue.
Again, Sergeant Dober.
I will tell you emphatically and to my grave, it's not a civil rights issue. It's a national security issue.
Actually, it's both. When the Pentagon decided to open ground combat jobs to women more than 2 years ago, then Defense Secretary Leon Panetta first said it was about expanding opportunities for women. Panetta then said the change must not compromise warfighting capabilities. Sergeant Kelly Brown thinks women can serve in ground combat if officers and sergeants hold everyone to the same standards.
You know, you're working with somebody of another gender, and you have to have a certain amount of professionalism, and this has not been tested in combat.
One of those who hopes to be tested is Sergeant Danielle Beck. She's been a Marine for 6 years, working as a comptroller. Sergeant Beck completed the combat training carrying an anti-tank weapon and sometimes a pack weighing 155 pounds. It left her with a stress fracture on her hip. Right now she's hobbling around on crutches, but determined.
We've never been able to do this before. This is why I joined the Marine Corps, was to be able to fight and serve along our brothers in arms.
Sergeant Beck should know later this year whether that will be possible. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.